AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats are calling it shocking and an abuse of power. The Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating revelations former President Trump's administration secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats as part of an aggressive leaks probe. Here's the AP's Mary Claire Jelinek.
This is very, very rare. It is not common at all for the Justice Department to be seizing data privately and secretly without the members' knowledge of members of Congress. And that obviously raises all sorts of questions about the branches of government and potentially a president and his Justice Department spying on members of Congress and what they've done.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and California Democrat Eric Swalwell say Apple notified them last month their metadata had been subpoenaed and turned over to the Justice Department in 2018 as their committee was investigating Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland did not talk about that case today, but he did say the department will scrutinize a wave of new laws in Republican-controlled states that tighten voting rules.
Many of the changes are not even calibrated to address the kinds of voter fraud that are alleged as their justification.
Garland says he will double staffing within the department's civil rights division and said the department would send guidance to states about election-related activities. The AP won two Pulitzer Prizes in photography for coverage of the racial injustice protest and the coronavirus's toll on the elderly. The New York Times received the Public Service Award for its reporting on the pandemic, a big milestone in the coronavirus fight.
Chicago is the largest big city in the country that's fully reopened.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot made the announcement. It means an end to a requirement that people in Chicago wear face masks in most indoor places and lifting capacity limits. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 13 points. This is AP News. There's a new winner of Colorado's $1 million vaccination lottery.
Stephanie Ward, come on down. We need some, you know, cheesy game show music or something.
Governor Jared Polis made the announcement. Stephanie Wade says she, her husband, and two children had been talking about getting the shots.
It started out that initially we were not all in agreement with getting the COVID vaccine.
They talked it out.
Weighed the risk and the benefits and, you know, what was appropriate for our family. And ultimately we decided that the benefits outweighed any fears that we had.
The decision to get vaccinated paid off for Stephanie Ward.
This money is going to take a huge burden off of the both of us so that we don't have to continue to work two jobs to help support our family.
There will be five $1 million winners. The state of Colorado is also offering 25 scholarships for students 12 to 17 who have received at least one vaccine dose. Ed Donahue, AP News.